Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humble as we know how. Father God, we thank you, Father, for the life and the breath that we have in our bodies. Father, we thank you for the active use of our limbs. We thank you, Father, that even we may be in positions that we do not choose our own, but God, we thank you because we are still in you. So, Father God, as we begin to enjoy this day, we begin to honor you, we begin to adore you, we begin to praise you, we begin to magnify your name, we lift you up, we call upon you when we are in need, God. We know that you are the one that can heal, deliver, and set us free. You are our righteous judge, our protector, our healer, our way maker, our provider, our doctor, our creator. And with all these titles that we know you to be, Father, we call you our Lord and our Savior. So, Father, right now, we just come before you in humble hearts and humble minds. We first of all give you praise, honor, and glory, and thank you for this day that you have made. God, we thank you that, Father, this day may have brought its different set of challenges and may have brought its different sets of obstacles, but yet and still, it is a day that we choose and we have to live above ground, that you have chosen for us to live above ground. And Lord God, for that, we thank you. We thank you that, God, you allowed us an opportunity to see the sunshine. We allow the opportunity to be able to contact our parents or to contact our family members or to contact our daughters, contact our sons, to be able to be active in that which you are doing. So, Father, I thank you. And Father God, if there be any infirmity among us, if there be any sickness, any disease, anything that's not lined up with your perfect will according to your word, we ask right now that you begin to correct it, shift it, and put it back into alignment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command right now that our bodies be healed and not sick. That, Father, we'll be strengthened and not weak. That, Lord God, that any high blood pressure, any high levels of diabetes, Father, that they are regulated and brought under subjection by your glorious name. God, we thank you, Father, that even the body is being strengthened now from the top of the head to the very soles of the feet. Any infection, any disease, any infirmity, Father, is being pushed out now as we begin to breathe in and breathe in a getting ourselves ready to give you praise and to give you glory. As we begin to expel out a praise, Lord God, I know that you are shifting something in our lives. As we begin to praise and give you a hallelujah, to give you a thank you, Jesus. The very infirmities that are in our body are riding on the coattail of that praise and coming out of us that it may be evident that you are working inside of us. I speak it now into existence that we shall not lose our praise, but our praise shall be turned on to another level. We shall kick it up a notch. We shall glorify your name. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. We call you, we call upon you, we call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit. Come into where we are. God, come on into the room. Make yourself available. Make yourself known. Stay there. Dwell there. Abide in the presence of your people. So, Father, we thank you that the praise that we continue to put in our mouth, it shall invoke the presence of the Father. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you. We magnify you. Hey, God, we bless you. Father, I lift up Sister Bolden right now. Thank you for her recovery and her strength. I command right now that God should be able to rise up of her bed of affliction and begin to lift up their hands and continually to praise in her own strength. Father, I thank you that you're doing a miraculous work right now. Even the doctors are starting to see the miraculous move that is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, that hospital bed now has been a bed of praise, has been a bed of glory, has been a bed of miracles. You get your glory, God. I lift my sister up right now in the name of Jesus. We lift her up to you, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet, she is being reconditioned, being made new, being made fresh. She is being healed. She is being delivered. She is being set free in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name. Barabosheka. Heka. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over every sickness and disease. I plead the blood of Jesus over every infirmity. Father, touch Brother Scotty right now where he is. I command right now that infection is removed. I speak it to be so in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We command it to come out. We command it to be released. We command his body to be healed. And Father God, as you are healing his body, Father, touch his mind, touch his soul, touch his very spirit in the name of Jesus. I command right now that God, you do a complete shifting in his life. I command right now that Father God, no weapon shall form against him. Nothing shall prosper, God, over his life. I pray, Father, that right now that he would even become to know you as his Lord and Savior. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Father God, that you begin to do a shifting right now, that you do a deliverance right now, you do a reconstruction right now. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have done thus far, and we know that you shall carry it on. And Father God, touch those that are in the hospital beds where they are. Touch those right now. Let there be a miraculous revival that take place now as they begin to hear them. Oh, Shandela Bosha. As they begin to Galaboshe. Ah, and Anamasheko. As they begin to call upon the name of the Lord. As they begin to call upon his name. There's healing and deliverance in the name. So, Father, as she begin to invoke the presence of you, my Savior, that God, not only would you meet her in her place, but every room around her, Father, that you feel it right now. Heal that area right here. Oh, Shakanabasi. Heal that area right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, and set it free. Hi, Yakobosh. I stand in faith, covenant, agreement, Father. I see you moving down the hallway, God. Father, even the doctors and the nurses that are struggling with different situations and infirmities, God, spiritual and physical, and they're still doing their work. Father, even touch them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you strengthen their hands, strengthen their minds, God. I pray, Father, that right now, God, right now, that they begin to experience the anointing that is coming now. They begin to experience the glory that is shifting the atmosphere. Yes, God, we saturate the presence of that room. We saturate every hospital. God, you go into there and you expand with your glory, God. I command it by the authority of God that it shall come to pass. It come. I feel it in my spirit. And Father God, I touch every family, touch the members, touch the believers right now in the name of Jesus. Touch God, touch, move by your power, God. Touch us now. Father, when there's times when we have it all in our mind that we know how to figure this whole thing out, we have this thing in our hearts and we get bombarded with different news and different reports, different opinions, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Let us go back to the word of God. Let us go back and fill ourselves up, fill our spirit up with your word. Fill our spirit up with your promise. Fill our spirit up with your decree. Fill our spirit up with your blessings. Fill our spirit up with what you have ordained for us to walk into. Let us not be dismayed, but God, let us pull upon the word of God. For God, you said that the word of God, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Father, even in the midst of a struggle, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of the changing of the guards, even in the midst that people are being taken from this earth, even in the midst of loss and devastation, Father, your word is still going forth. Your word is still moving, moving upon the face of the waters, moving upon the hearts of every man. I thank you for the word. I thank you for your promises. And they are always yes and amen. You come into agreement with a better life, a better position, a better dispensation for your people. And God, I magnify you, I praise you, and I honor you. Oh God, I lift you up. Father, forgive me for my doubts. Forgive me of my insecurities. Forgive me of my struggles and my strongholds, that I fail to sometimes remember that you are the God above all things. You are the God that healeth us. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the meaning. Lord, lest we forget who you are. Let us not forget your presence and the power of your presence. Let us not get your anointing and your authority. Let us not forget, Father, who you are. You are that great I am. We thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship thee, oh, my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King. In what we hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. And oh, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Oh, to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. And we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. And we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. My name is Pastor Robert J. Douglas, and I'm so glad to be on this radio broadcast with you. I hope that this sermon finds you, or this message, this podcast finds you in a place where you are understanding and seeing the power and the blessings of God. I know you may not be in a place where you want to be. You may not be in a place that you know, you may be at work. You may be in different other situations or different circumstances. But praise God, he has gotten you here right now in this place where God can begin to give you a word that will nourish your soul and expand your mind, but better yet, bless your heart. And I'm so grateful that you are here. You could have been anywhere else, but I'm so glad you are here joining us with this podcast today. So today, December the 10th, 2020, we want to just bless you today with what God has in store for us. We have been talking on a series, starting a series really, of talking about, really it's called Watch Your Mouth. Watch your mouth. And the essence of what we wanted to get to, or the theme of the overall foundation or the overall topic or the overall principle, is understanding the power of words and your words, understanding the power of how you use your words and how you use these words in a way that will help you in your circumstances. As we spoke on last weekend, and I will kind of say it again, basically. I know that this year has been a rough year for many of us. You know, this has been a challenging year. This has been a year where, you know, many times it has been frustrating, it has been irritation. I'm going to be honest with it. You know, it's been uncertain. It has been devastating in some capacities, It has been draining. It has been, you know, resourceful. It has been stretching. In other words, been able to, you know, you had to stretch outside of your comfort zone. It has been uncomfortable. It's probably the best, you know, or an interesting word to use when you think about all the things that this year alone has bought upon. Now, it is so easy. It's easy to allow the things, and this may not just really be this year. It is so easy to allow the things that happen to us or happen in our level of control, and also that happens that is beyond our control, to affect our attitude and how we view not only the circumstance or the situation that we're in now, in other words, our view right now, but also the view that's to come or what we may see going forward. And it's something I will admit, it is difficult to walk away or to walk on, to journey to the end of this year without really expressing exactly how you feel about everything in your life that has taken place up till this moment of today's date. Now, when we think about that, and as I've talked about it last week in a certain capacity, when we think about that, I had to come to an understanding, and I'm just going to do a little bit of a recap. I had to come to an understanding, and I'm still every day still reminding myself of this. I had to come to an understanding that even though there has been some hard times and hard situations that we all have had to deal with, may have kind of gotten to that place where it was almost like where the, you know, that you get to that moment where that is the last straw, or it's that needle that, you know, that straw that breaks the camel's back. Just, you know, he's carrying a whole bunch of stuff, whole bunch of things that he's dealing with and maneuvering through. And then just that one straw, that one added bit of weight, that one added bit of pressure, that one added bit of now what's next? Oh, now this one thing happened and another thing come. Getting to that breaking point where when one little thing pops off, it just completely destroys you. And having those experiences in many different areas, in many different ways, in many different situations and circumstances, like one experience after another, it is difficult to probably walk away from those experiences without having what they say, a bad taste in your mouth. And what I had to learn for myself, and I'm constantly learning, and I wanted to encourage you as well, is that we have to be careful, because even in the midst of everything that has taken place in our lives, it has shown us, or it has allowed, let me back up my statement, because I hear you, Lord. Out of everything that we have seen in this world that has gone on, one thing that I believe that we cannot deny is that we see God in a different way, probably in a more larger capacity. Because the circumstances that we had to endure caused us and forced us to put our eyes on Him in a greater way. All the things that we were certain about, you know, all the things that we knew to be a convenience for us that were taken away because of survival and because of security, because of, you know, trying to protect many from this coronavirus situation and everything like that, it has put us in a place where it's so easy to speak bad or to speak our mind or speak our peace on the things that have taken place. And many of us have already categorized this year as probably one of the worst years of our lives, the worst year in history, the worst year, you know, there could ever be. And it came, you know, this is the worst bottom, the back, it is the lowest of lows this year. And I do understand that it may have been a difficult year. However, I've learned and I'm learning that I have to be careful how I label this year, how I speak on this year. In other words, I can't complain. I can't murmur. I can't groan. because I have seen the evidence of God operating in my life and in the life of many different individuals that have been, you know, associated with our ministry or not associated with our ministry or throughout the whole world. I have seen the hand of God still operating, even in circumstances and situations that would not dictate the results that they have gotten. One of my sisters and brothers in the gospel, Apostle Carlos Sims and Prophetess Lynn Sims, good friends of mine, brothers and sisters, I love them dearly, and I've done some t-shirts and things from them. And just recently, she did a conference, and I was able to do her t-shirts for her, you know, through our company, Exalt the Enterprises. Yes, that's a plug, Exalt the Enterprises. If you need some t-shirts done, I'll let your boy. God bless you. Anyway, so one of her themes or her topics was producing even in a pandemic. Well, even in a pandemic, I still produce. That's what it was. Even in a pandemic, I still produce, right? And it was a great statement, because what she is saying is that even when their circumstances don't seem to be favorable, even when it looks like that nothing good should come out of whatever we may have experienced, I still have progressed. I still have produced something, be it business, ministry, whatever the case may be. And if we look back on it all, and every one of us look back on it all, look at all the things that have taken place in our lives, when we look back on all these different situations and circumstances, when we look back on it all, God has been there. God has blessed. He has healed. It may not have gone the way that we wanted to, but it sure enough did not go the way that it could have gone. And God still protected. He still favored. He still blessed. He still healed. He still delivered. He still moved. He still progressed. He still maintained. He still supplied. Amen. And so with that, there have to be a shifting that takes place inside of our hearts. Okay. And here's the thing, as we go into some of the things I want to talk about, because we have to make sure that our conversation or our voice and the words that we choose to use, when we think about all these things, there has to be a spirit of gratitude and gratefulness that begins to. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we're being oblivious to the fact of some of the things that have taken place. It may have been some hard stuff, and I'm not desensitizing the things that many people has had to go through, and many of the people that it may have lost. I'm not desensitizing that as well. I'm not, you know, trying to make a mockery of that at all. I'm not trying to make it irrelevant. It is more relevant than anything else. But what I'm trying to suggest or to encourage is, instead of speaking negatively about the position where we are and everything that has happened to us, if we can get the concept or get the idea or get the understanding to shift that over to a level of gratitude, whereas we are still grateful and we speak positive things, we speak good things, it will help us get through the remaining of this year and also receive the blessings going into the next year, right? Because we have to understand that there is a power in our words. Now, what I'm saying is, as far as how we look at a thing or how we review a thing or how we discern it, is that a lot of times what we speak is directly related to what we believe. So in that case, if we believe or if we see negative things and negative situations, things of failure, things of rejection, and things of animosity, things of just different things that seem to be harm, and many of us have walked through our life with that. Many of us have had those experiences. Many of us have faced those different challenges in life where it doesn't seem things go the right way. And what that begins to do is, the more bad experience that many people may have or anyone may have, sometimes, if not careful, it could try to create that false reality based off of the past history or the past experience of things that you have seen that did not come to fruition in the way that you have. And with that, because with doing that, that begins to create evidence or false evidence that you may stand on, okay? And that would usher, or that would dictate the course, or would be the ship that you will sail on in the direction based off of what you have experienced. Here's what I'm saying. Let's say, for example, you try a business idea. It doesn't work. And it fails. It causes you to lose money, right? And it gets to the place where it gets so frustrating or irritating that it seems like no matter what you try to do, no matter what business you may start, no matter how good the results are, when your hands get to it, it seems like it just crumbles apart. It goes to pieces. Everything just goes left, right? When you have those experiences, it is easy to say, okay, hey, I will never have a business, or I will never be successful, or it's just not in the plan for my life. But here's the part that we can get a little dangerous. When we begin to say, well, maybe God is not in God's plan or God's will, or maybe God is punishing me, or maybe God is doing these things because of what I've done before, or maybe I'm not worthy, or maybe I'm not valuable, or maybe I don't have the education, or maybe I don't have the resources. These are the things that we will speak, and that when we speak that, we are actually guiding a ship of our lives to a negative place. And in order for us to make it throughout 2020 and get into 2021, we have to shift ourselves, shift our minds, and we got to get to a place or get to an understanding where we can sit here and say, hey, I know that I've been through here, but God still got a purpose. I'm looking for the good things in my life. I'm looking for a blessing from God. I know it can't get no worse than this. I know it can't get no better than this. God got something better. It's just around the corner. And when we begin to get to that place, what begins to happen as we begin to speak these things in the atmosphere, it resonates in our mind, our soul, and our spirit. And really, it begins to draw the things that we probably would not look or see or look for or seek after. It begins to put those things right in our forefront. It'll put it right in your hands. The dreams that you have, the visions that you have, the desires that you have for different things that you want to do in your life, your desire to be healed, your desire to be delivered, whatever it may be. When you begin to speak these things into existence, there is a power that takes place. And it begins to uncover all the things that God has already operated on at that particular time. It's almost like you got to call the thing as what the thing is. That is another level of our faith, because what we do in faith, as we already know, faith is a substance of things hoped for. But here's what it twists a little bit in that scripture. It is evidence of the things not seen. How can it be evidence of something that is not seen? Because here's what the evidence is. When we believe it by faith, I believe that I'm using the belief that I have that, okay, if God is going to give it to me, if God said it in his word, that right there is the evidence of it. And even though I may not see it right now, okay, I don't see it right now, it is the evidence of my faith, because if he has spoken, see, I have to understand that when we begin to identify the impossible, then we automatically refer it to God, because he's the one that can make the impossible possible. He is the one that has the ability, and he sets things up that way. It's like he already knows that, okay, yeah, I'm going to bless you with this, and I'm going to hide it in the midst of certain things. I may hide it in your dysfunction. I may hide it in your infirmity. I may hide it in, you know, your circumstance. I may hide it in your challenge. I may hide it in your in the messed up situation that you may have. I may hide it in your shortcomings. I may hide it in the things of your past. I may hide this blessing or this nugget or this jewel or this way or this revelation that I have, what I have for your life, in the things that you may not even look for it at, but you got to know that they are there. When you look for a diamond, most people, we as just common people, when we want to find a diamond, what we do, we go to a jewelry store. We'll walk through the door. The carpet is nice. The advertisements are nice. The counter is nice. They'll probably give you some bottled water. They'll give you they may give you like some coffee, or they may just say, hey, give you great service. Say, hi, how are you? How may I help you? What can I do for you today? In other words, there's a condition, right? There's a condition that has been set up for you to go and shop in. When you want to get a diamond or get a piece of jewelry, something as precious and valuable, you go to the precious and the valuable store, which is a jewelry store, right? You go to that precious and that valuable store, and you know, you have just a greater service. But we fail to realize that before that diamond, before that, you know, that stone gets to be in the place that it is, the process of where it was, you wouldn't even think a diamond would be there. You wouldn't think that a nice diamond that you see and pay thousands of dollars for in a jewelry store is hidden in the deepest caves in a far, far away country, you know, in the most dirtiest place in darkness, and it has to go through a process of pressure and all these different things to get to where it was. What am I saying is this, is that a lot of times, if we're not careful, our blessings could be right there in the midst of everything that we may be facing. Yes, our blessings can be right there in our hospital bed. Our blessings could be right there in the unemployment line. Our blessings could be right there in that divorce. And I say that in a way not to do it, you know, whatever. But sometimes it can be, or sometimes it could be in that marriage. Sometimes it could be in, you know, that job being lost. That blessing could be somewhere. And here's the thing. We have to get our minds and our soul and our heart, and better yet, our tongue, in agreement with the word of God and the plan that God has for his life. We are supposed to speak these things. In Proverbs, and different scriptures in Proverbs, it begins to talk about the power of speaking and speaking the right way, how important it is to make sure that, you know, you speak the right things or say the right things, right? Okay. I'm just going to we're going to roll through Proverbs 18, right? And just the first part of Proverbs, I'm going to jump around a little bit because I want to get to a particular point and I don't want to take too much of your time, but I want you, if you can, go back and read Proverbs, but we're going to get down to a particular scripture that's going to be pretty much the forefront of what I want to talk about today. But starting at Proverbs 18 in the King James Version, talks about 18, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Number two, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. Four, here's a powerful thing. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a following brook. I'm going to stop right there for a minute, because that is a powerful scripture that we must understand, because what the author is telling you right there in that scripture in Proverbs 18 and 4, he says, and I'm going to read in a different version so that way you can understand it, okay? I'm reading in the Message Bible, okay? And it says that many words rush along like rivers in flood, but deep wisdom flows up from ascertained springs. To kind of give you an understanding of that, okay? And I'm going to go back to the King James Version. And it says that the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Have you ever had that friend or that person, and y'all don't, you know, hey, I'm just going to say it, that say some stupid stuff. I mean, some just stupid stuff, just stuff that's just like, what? That don't even make sense. Okay. But then you find out, or they may say stuff that's just no thought, just say the wrong things at the wrong time. Just say whatever. Just be quiet. Just hush. Don't let me talk. Don't say nothing. You ever had that person, that friend that just says that, and it just, you find that what they speak really is, in a sense, almost what they are. The Bible tells us, let me start here first. Angela Myron, I don't know the quote specifically. She says that when people begin to show you who they are, believe them. And a lot of times, and here's the interesting thing, you can gauge what a person or who a person is by their conversation. Yeah. You can gauge what a person is, what they believe, who they are, what they think, their attitude, by the conversation, what they say. So a lot of times when you're trying to figure somebody out, sometimes it's best just to let a person speak. When coming into a relationship, and I'll say this for some of the women out there, even some of the men out there, is that if you really want to know a person, let them speak, let them talk. Don't cut them off. Ask them a question and kind of see what their response will be. And without even going back and forth, I guarantee you'll probably get your answer of what you need right there in the conversation. Both ways, good, bad, and different. And when you find that person, because what happens is when a person speaks, they're speaking out of the abundance of what is inside of them. They're speaking out of the abundance of the things that they've experienced. They're speaking out of the abundance of all these different things that has shaped and patterned their lives, right? They're basically giving you the blueprint, or giving you the inside scoop. They're giving you the inside story of who they are. Matthew 12 and 34 says that, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And in other words, what is ever in your heart, what is ever is rolling around there, what is ever that you're feeling, believing, and thinking, how you truly feel, it will come out. It's going to speak. Now, it's crazy because I remember a lot of times when you go to a family reunion, they used to always say, and it's just funny, but it is really says a bit of truth there. You know, when you go to a family reunion, you go to a particular family function, and, you know, you kind of see that some things ain't right about the family, so to speak, or your family, so to speak. And, you know, and you got either that one aunt or that one uncle that, you know, because we as people, I'm going to be honest, we as people, we have a good way of controlling, in a sense, the things sometimes that is in our heart. We don't really say what's in our heart. We'll stop it, or we won't say it, or we'll just kind of hide it or mask it. And that's good and bad in a lot of cases. A lot of times it's bad, and I'm going in a different direction that I really want to, but I think this may help somebody. A lot of times it's bad because a lot of things that have been hidden and things that have been broken, a lot of things that have been hurting in the past, when it's never spoke of or talked about, it gets buried. And even though it may get buried, that begins to dictate a negative perspective for the person that's carrying around that thing, because of the fact they're dealing with a lot of hurt, they're dealing with a lot of anger, and they don't have an opportunity to express it. So they have no way of releasing it. So when they get to that place, when nobody allows them to really tell their truth or speak from their perspective or their side or how their hurts are, then it begins to shame and shape. It begins to shape, the framework of their life. My God, I'm getting this from somewhere because I did not know about this. It begins to shape the framework of their life, and they walk into a place of rejection and hurt because of the things that was not allowing them to speak. So they may have a negative conversation now because of the hurt that they have been hiding, the hurt that they have in their past. So it used to be a little thing that says, okay, hey, if you really want to find out what's going on in the family, you want to find out the nitty gritty, speak to the aunt that's drinking the wine, or speak to the drunk aunt or drunk uncle sometimes that they'll lay it out on there. Because what happens is the alcohol or whatever the influence or whatever it is, it loosens up the lips. There's no restraint. There's no, like, I don't even care no more. And sometimes hurt does that too. It loosens up those lips, and out of the abundance of the heart, outflows everything that comes out. Every truth, every hurt, every ill thought, and the reason why they felt that way. It'll flow out. I've seen it so many times. I've seen it in my family sometimes, you know, or you may see it in your family. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and I'm going to get back on track to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, because sometimes you have to know the truth. Sometimes, in order for you to change the conversation, you got to know why. What's the reason that you're having the conversation that you're having. So when you find a person that is speaking negative all the time, say, man, this negative, negative, negative. You ain't going to make this, man. This ain't going to happen. You got to understand that they're basing that off of a principle of disappointments that they've had in their life. They're basing it off of a principle of failures that they have in their life. They're basing off of a principle of not being celebrated in different aspects of their life when they thought that they had a victory, but it wasn't as great as another victory. So the conversation that they have is negative because of the fact of what they've experienced. So it's very careful. It's very important, as it says in Proverbs, you know, or it's an interesting proverb that it says that the words of a man mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as like a flowing brook. The words of a person's mouth, you'll get the inside nugget of who they are. You'll get the very thing that's inside of them. You'll get their desires, you'll get their dreams, you'll get their hopes, you'll get their silliness. And you can't sit back and judge them. Just listen. Even like yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to the conversation that you're having. And sometimes we'll be the best judge of ourselves. You know, I had to look at myself, you know what, even this whole process, I said, man, my conversation, as far as what I believe, even with my faith level, where my faith level should be, you know, I need to kick this up a little bit. I have to go back to that place of believing the impossible, because we serve an impossible God, and he makes it possible. We serve a possible God that makes the impossible possible. Excuse me. We serve a possible God. Let me say that again. We serve a possible God that makes impossible possible. And that alone, that should be the very core of what's in my soul. And I had to check myself and check anybody that, you know, we all have to check ourselves. So Proverbs says that in 4. But also the writer speaks of different things going forward. So in 7, let's go 6. And fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. So when it talks about the mindset of a person that is in a foolish area, or is being a fool. So he dictates him as a fool. And so this is that person that's just don't even care. Just, you know, just do things because they want to do it. They do things because for their own flesh, for their own desire, selfishness that runs around them. So when they begin to speak about certain things, they begin to speak their own destruction. They begin to, you know, I've had many people and I love it when I'm looking at something that's like a challenge or some kind of a boxing match or a game or something like this, especially when it comes to like boxing or any type of MMA challenge or, you know, mixed martial arts or something. And you get that one that's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to beat this person. I'm going to tear him up. You ain't nothing but this, 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 and this. You just a blah, 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 bleep, 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 bleep. And I'm going to tear you up. Ain't nobody better than me. I'm the best champion of all time. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And they're speaking disrespect. They're talking about, you know, doing bad things to their family, all this crazy stuff, just a fool, just talking out of the, just no respect at all, just foul. And it is just amazing. And it's really kind of like retribution, I would say, is that when that person goes into the ring and everything that person spoke of, now they have to deal with it from the person that they're speaking bad about. So it's almost like, okay, oh, you said this, huh? Boom, 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 boom. And just completely tears them down. And they can't recover from it. Now, maybe there might have been some mercy there if you would have spoke wisely. Maybe there might have been some understanding if you would have spoke wisely. Maybe there might have been some level of respect given, some grace that would have been given if you would have spoke wisely. So when we speak in a positive way, we are being wise how we use our mouth and use our lips. So that way, it is. So if you look at the opposite of this, and it'll probably be said further down in scripture, if you look at the opposite of this, and let's change it around, it says, a wise mouth, instead of it be for the destruction, can be to build up. And it releases the soul. Instead of trapping it, it releases the soul. And I'll take it like this. It releases us to walk into all the blessings that God has ordained for our life. When we use our wisdom and use our mouth to speak that. Building uplifting words. Building or saying words that will build and not destroy. That would empower, encourage, to uplift, to show love. These things build up a person. These things build up and shape and create an atmosphere or create that thing to be something what it is. Okay, going a little further. I want to go down to, for the sake of time, I'm going to kind of jump down to 21. And this is powerful because it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of their fruit thereof. So there's good fruit, there's bad fruit. There's good fruit and there's bad fruit. Okay. And we have the ability. See, our tongue is a powerful thing. Our tongue is a very powerful thing. And I'm not talking about the muscle. I'm talking about in the spirit with the words that we speak and the things that we say. It's very powerful because when we speak the words that are conducive to the atmosphere that we want to create, I'll say that again. When we speak the words that are conducive to the atmosphere that we want to create, okay, you will see it shape up in a way that is going to show you the evidence of how powerful your words are. It's interesting that when we, it's always good, and this is the thing that I've learned. It's one thing that I've learned is in the morning when you're going to work or going anywhere, it's good to say good morning or to say, hey, how are you? It's good to speak the this is the day that the Lord has made type of thing in your atmosphere in the morning. It's good to say, Lord God, thank you for this day, this great day, this awesome day, this day that you have allowed us to wake up and be thankful and grateful for this day. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you do that, you're now, it's almost like this. It's like you have now let the Lord know, number one, that you get it. I realize that this is something that you have graced me with, that you have blessed me with. This is something that I didn't deserve it, but I know that nobody could give it to me but you. When you begin to say that, and matter of fact, I'm going to pull this up. Because it's a powerful thing, and maybe this will help many people start their day. Very powerful thing. Psalms 1, 118 and 24. Okay? 118, 24. Very powerful, very simple passage of scripture. It's actually David was the writer of it. And matter of fact, Psalms 118, we'll read the whole thing. We'll kind of go through it real quick. What I'm saying is this, before we get into this reading it, is when we get to that mindset of saying, okay, God, first of all, I know that this day is not something that was given to me by man. It was given to me by you. And this is just something that I believe in my heart. When God begins to see your appreciation for what he has made, because you got to understand, he knows your heart. He knows your soul. He knows everything that you're about to say. Okay. But he's looking for your action. In other words, he knows what you're going about. He's going to say, but he also knows that you have a choice to say A or B. And the crazy part about it is that he knows which way you're going to go before you even go there. And it doesn't take him by surprise. However, it's like it sets a cookie trail or a crumb trail. And I say crumb trail, like, you remember, the fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel, they were going through the woods and they set down little pieces of bread to, you know, so they can find their way back to the trail. So it kind of works in the opposite, because what it begins to do, and I see this image in my head, is that when God begins to hear us making the proper or saying the proper things in our life, I call them Easter eggs. That's what I'm looking for. I call them Easter eggs. I'll tell my wife about this. I call them Easter eggs. It's like a little Easter egg. Now looking at the holiday, it's like a little Easter egg or a surprise that you'll find that will take you to the next thing. You ever watched a Marvel movie or anything like that? And there's always this little thing at the very end of all the credits that'll kind of give you a glimpse into what's going on into the next, that's going to be next in the next movie. Or if you watch some type of series or some kind of show, you'll find little things that will give you a symbol of what's going to take place at the end of the movie or at whatever, to give you an insight or the journey, right? The surprise. So I believe that when we challenge our mouths to speak the right things, even at the beginning of our day, and being grateful, that's one thing. He looks at our heart. He says, okay, you get it. You got it. Okay, here's the Easter egg, or here's the blessing for today. And it's going to lead you to something else. So you begin to say, okay, man, wow. God, thank you for this day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, how are you doing? This is a great day. And, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Because you got the understanding that you're already going to get that blessing. So the next thing that takes place is that same energy that you have, it rubs off on somebody else. It may be your enemy, you know, and that person may have a bad day and say, you know, I'm going to give everybody the business today. But when you come in and you've already identified the blessings of the Lord upon that day and you have acknowledged that thing, you've gotten that little Easter egg, huh? So you begin to say, you know what, let me say hello to this person, see how they're doing. And you begin to, God leads you, he leads you to go to that person. Hey, you know, how are you doing? God bless you. Good morning to you. Let me buy you some coffee. You've changed the atmosphere of that person, and now they have shifted their interaction with you in that day. So that has now added another blessing. All because you spoke something positive. You spoke something, a blessing, right? So 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Number two, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Called upon the Lord in distress, the Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. The Lord is my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them and help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Number seven, right there. Number eight, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. He is speaking victory in his day, in this whole psalm. Number 11, they compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. That's the words that we have to speak. I'm going to stop right there at number 14, because I feel this in my spirit. No matter what we are faced with, Psalms 118 and 14, the Lord is my strength and song and has become or is become my salvation. I'm going to say that again. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. I'm going to say that one more time. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. Here's the words that we got to speak. No matter what situation comes your way, the Lord is my strength and he is my song or he is my praise. He is my strength and he is my praise. He is the song that I'm carrying right now. He's my theme song. He's my soundtrack. And is become my salvation or my saving grace. So no matter what situation or circumstances that you're in, the Lord is your strength. He is your praise. He's your song. And he will save you out of whatever that infirmity is, whatever that situation is. I will say this, and I say this for 2020. The Lord has been our strength, and the Lord has been our song, and he has been our salvation. Amen. Going forward. 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous, but the right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. There you go. 2020, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I'm going to say it one more time. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. 18, the Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go unto them and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. 21, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. It don't matter if this day is in 2020 or if it's going to be in 2021. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, and send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which has showed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We have to make sure that we are giving this praise. We got to speak this thing in the atmosphere. There is something that will resonate in your spirit when you speak the word of God. And that is the power. And that is the thing that we must take on to make it through this year. We got to speak, believe, and stand on the word of God. Say it again. We got to speak, believe, and stand on the word of God. If I can get an amen on that, I know you hear me. But we got to speak, believe, and stand on the word of God, because the word of God is sure. It's elect. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes back and forth. It cuts things out. It is a powerful thing. And our words, when we tie our words into the word of God, we have that same power. So I'm challenging all of us when we are approaching all these situations and the circumstances that are coming. All these things, and it's not over yet. It's going to be probably maybe some more things coming. But nevertheless, it's not going to overtake us. It's not going to destroy us. It's not going to step us back. It's not going to take nothing away from us. But it's going to be things that have to happen so that God can get the glory and we can get the blessing. Because God has ordained it to be so. It's written in his word that when we begin to speak these things as though they're are, as though they're not, as though they were, speaking these things into existence, we begin to shape and frame the work of the Lord that is evident in our lives. We begin to uncover and discover the blessings that he's already have hidden in the midst of trials and tribulation. Look at it like this. You may have thought that the death of Christ on the cross was a devastating, and some people do believe this, was a devastating thing and was just the worst thing that could happen. And yes, it was the worst thing that could ever happen. But here's the thing. It was also the best thing that could have happened because it operated where we were saved from our sin and he has gained his power and his authority, but it had to go through that death, right? And if he would have complained about that process, man, I got to go through it. This is the day of crucifixion. Jesus, this is the year of crucifixion. Dude, I wish this year would just go away. I wish I could not have to. Sometimes we have to just speak and allow God to do his thing. We cannot, and I'm learning this. I had a conversation with my wife, and we always have this conversation about certain things. You know, I was like, man, kind of wish we would have did this back in the day compared to doing it now. I'm grateful that we're able to do it now. But I will say this, and we both agreed on it, is that if the course of action of things that had to take place in our lives would not have happened, then we may not have been the people or the person that we are today. Here's what I'm saying. If excuse me, if all the things that you had to overcome in this year did not happen, 2020, it was great. It was fine. Everything was going great. You know, it was a new year vision, all this good stuff. Next thing you know, things started to get a little shaky. Next thing you know, things got a little worse. You had to change, had to shift, lost some people, lost some things. You know, had to go through different processes, had to think differently, almost lost your mind, almost lost, your salvation, almost lost your house, almost lost your car, lost your job, lost loved ones, lost money, lost all these different things. Okay. But in your praise God, even in the season of loss, you've also have gained. And I think that this year it's like almost like this. We lost 20 things, we gained 20 things. 2020. Lost 20 things, because it has to balance itself out. And I believe it may not seem like it, but it balances itself out. I hear that in the Holy Spirit. It's balancing itself out. That the measure of the things that we lost, those that are true believers, really, honestly, it balances out to a point where it balances to the things that we shall gain. But I know God to tip the scale, because when he walks heavy on things, he always get the victory. He always get things in his favor. So it tips the things where the things that we lost will not even compare to the things that we will gain. So what I'm saying is that through this whole year, those things had to happen. Those things had to take place because you're not the same person that you were at the beginning of the year. I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of the year. You're not the same person that would have been maybe afraid to step out on faith. You're not that person anymore. You're not that person that would have ran at the face of adversity. You're not that person no more. You're not that person that would have cussed somebody out just because it was not going the way that you desired. You are not that person no more. It took all these different things to, number one, to get our eyes focused back on God, to humble ourselves, and to be grateful for all the things that could have happened but didn't, and to build up the praise and gratification that we have and look forward to the blessings that are to come. So everything in this year had to happen. And so when we realize that, our conversation from this day forward should be to 2021. And I'm saying that is there has to be an expectation. There has to be a hope. There, matter of fact, has to be a decree or a declaration that I'm going to make it through and I shall see the goodness of the Lord in my lifetime. My children and my family shall be blessed. We shall make it. We are overcomers. This is not the end, but this is our beginning. And that is the words that we must speak. So we must watch our mouth. Watch what we say. And sometimes you're going to get it caught up in emotion. Sometimes you're going to get caught up in those different things. But catch it and repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. Say, Lord God, forgive me. And begin to allow him to fill up your mouth. And here's another thing that we have to do. We have to fill up our mind and our soul and our words. It has to be the word of God. So we have to deposit more into our spirit. We have to deposit the word into our spirit. I'm guilty of that because I know sometimes if I don't get into my you know, regimen of, you know, maybe praying, fasting, or whatever case may be, that kind of slacks sometimes, which some cases it does. You know, get busy, just get forget about it. Just sometimes just don't really want to do it. But then you know you have to do it and you need to do it. And sometimes you have to get up and pray. You have to get up and just stop everything that you're doing. And say, you know what, God, let me just acknowledge you right now. You know what, God, I may be frustrated right now, maybe tired. Let me just stop, throw on some worship music, and let me remind my spirit, you know, what's really happening here, what's going on, who you are, what's going, you know, that you're still here. And let me go and chime into this praise and worship so that I can make sure that I make it to where I need to be. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I hope that you've been blessed by what God has spoken today. I hope that this has been a message that would encourage and bless your life. If not, then pray for me. Send me a message and we'll talk about it, because my desire is to get better. My desire is to get to do what thus saith the Lord and to be a blessing to you and to anyone else. But if this has been a blessing to you and whatever, I ask you, share this with your family. Share this with your friends. You know, share the message. This message will be recorded on our podcast. They can come back to rtrmiradio.podbean.com, and they can hear the message that we have. And I believe that God has just been speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking. And I believe that something out of the things that he's allowed me to say as a servant or as a vessel, I pray that it does, you know, bless somebody and shifts them into that place where they need to be. But let's go ahead and go into prayer while we close this out. Father, we thank you, Father, for this time in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that has been spoken. We thank you, God, for your word that has been manifested and put out over the airwaves. So, Father, right now, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister that's tapping into this podcast. I speak that, Father God, that their words shift right now. I speak that every foul word that has been spoken over their lives, we come against the satanic forces right now. We come against demonic attacks. And, God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. We destroy it by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And we speak that thing to fail. We speak that demonic attack, those demonic seeds, those demonic words that have been spoken of failure. We command it right now to be destroyed and go back to the pits of hell where, from which it came. We command every negative seed to not produce and to have crop failure for this season and for the seasons to come. Uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Plant good seeds into the ground, Father, that you may be glorified, that you may be lifted up on high, that you may be magnified and adored. And Father, I speak over their life. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak restoration. I speak that, God, that the blessings of the rich that come from you will add no sorrow. But Lord God, they'll begin to see your mighty hand at work in their lives, that they'll begin to see you moving on their behalf, that they'll be able to see you at work and behind the scenes. I thank you right now. I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you honor. Touch my brother and sister, Father. Meet their every need. If they don't know you as their personal Savior, I pray, God, that in their heart, they will say these words. Father, I'm a sinner. Today, I make you my Lord. I ask you to come into my life. Father, I know that you are the Son of the living God. You are the Son of God that has come to take away the sin of this world and even my sin. So I ask that you forgive me of my sin. And this day, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit come inside of my heart, lead and guide me to all truth and to all knowledge. And this day, I command, I decree, I take authority over my soul and my life. And I command every demonic plot, every demonic imp, every generational curse to be destroyed over my life and everyone that is connected to me in their life. And I plead the blood of Jesus. I shall serve you. I shall live you. And I thank you. I give you glory and I give you honor and give you praise. If you have said that prayer, then all of heaven is rejoicing with you. And it says that when one gives their life to Christ, all of heaven rejoices. It's a huge party that goes on. And we are just so excited and grateful and glad that you have made the right decision. So this day, I hope that you have been blessed. This is Pastor Robert J. Douglas from Restoring the Remnant Ministries. Thank you for coming to our RTRMI radio broadcast Bible study for tonight. One thing that I'm so grateful that you are, I know that you have been healed. I know that you have been delivered, but praise the Lord. You, this day, right now, speaking into existence, you have been restored. This is Pastor B signing out. God bless you and good night.